Joseph Zane Sikulu, malolele.
Malolele.
Tell us about the climate change and religion, the Pray for Our Pacific. What are you trying to achieve? What's it about?
The idea was to try and unite Pacific people in prayer over the first 2 weekends of September, because prayer and faith is something that's really integral to all Pacific community, and it's something that connects us. Growing up in any kind of Pacific family, you're always told that the family that prays together stays together. And that's really the whole idea of this, is about uniting communities in prayer, uniting people in prayer so that we make a connection. And it's not about trying to pray climate change away or trying to pray for an answer, but it's praying for our leaders and for those who are working in this field, praying for the strength to be able to continue this work, and really just praying for the health of the whole Pacific as an entire community.
Is this an incentive of any particular religious or Christian denomination?
No. It's really been open to everybody, and that's been the great thing about this, is that we've had so many different kind of churches registered to take part in this. Most of them have been Christian churches, but the Baha'i faith are coming. Even some agnostic groups that really don't have a formal kind of prayer, they've decided to get prayer circles together and use it as a time of reflection, and that's their way of taking part.
And you are focusing this these prayers on the issue of climate change. Why?
Because it's an issue that's really important to the Pacific at the moment, and it's something that really needs to be looked at right now. And the thing about Pray for Our Pacific is that not only is it about praying, but it also is a way of introducing the conversation of climate change into the church space, because it's not a place where we normally talk about climate change, but it's a place where we need to engage people, because that's where, as Pacific Islanders, we all go to church. And if we're ever going to make some kind of change or some kind of impact, then those conversations need to happen in those spaces.
So besides prayer, is there anything else that the churches can do to to push the climate change agenda?
So it's been great, because the faith communities have always been there to support us. I know I'm in Sydney, and in Sydney, for example, we had the People's Climate March last year, and over 1,000 Pacific Islanders turned out to take part in that. And that was really driven by the churches, and the churches got behind that. And so it's really just about building awareness within the community, making sure that our people know what's happening and the importance of the issue, and from there people actually join into action.
So is there a particular place where or location where people go to pray for our Pacific with regards to climate change, or are you calling for people to do their own prayers at a particular time for our Pacific and climate change?
Yeah, that's been the great thing about this, is that we've left it open for everybody to be able to pray wherever, whenever, and however makes sense to them. The way we just show our connection is just by sharing our stories with each other so that everybody knows what's happening within each other's communities. But there really is no set place or set time. It's just about everybody uniting together to say a prayer at some point in the next 2 weeks.
And, of course, that will not take into account the atheists and people of the non-believers who don't believe in the power of prayer.
Correct. But we've had a lot of support from people who don't, especially within our movement. There always has been support from people who don't believe in prayer, but they understand how important it is to the Pacific community. So they still do take part, just in a way that makes sense to them.
And Joseph Sain Sikulu, thank you very much. Malo Obito.
Thank you.